Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate riff on what we celebrate throughout the year. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Yeah, you do that. Today we celebrate America's favorite holiday, the 4th of July. The very first 4th of July celebration was exactly 1 year after the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1777. It began with a 13-gun salute in Bristol, Rhode Island, followed...
I'm from Rhode Island. I gotta be involved. I want to be involved. I'm from Rhode Island.
Bristol?
Cranston.
Yeah, no one cares.
I'm running for mayor of Cranston, you know.
No one cares.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing that. The more and more I progress with my campaign, I'm seeing that nobody cares.
Yeah. After Bristol, the celebration continued in Philadelphia with speeches, prayers, music, parades, troop reviews, and of course, fireworks.
Troop review? Is that like when you look back and realize you wasted your entire life and you have no aspirations?
And had to enlist in the military to avoid incarceration?
I've been reading a book by Dave Rubin called Don't Burn This Book, and he swayed my mind of how I feel about the military. I think we need a strong military presence.
Uh-huh.
Not that we need to use it, but that's how we ensure peace. Therefore, everyone will back down and not mess with us.
Adam, would you like a soapbox for that speech? Huh?
No, I'm not saying I'm going to join the military myself, Sean. I'm saying I just think it's good to have a strong military presence.
Uh-huh.
But please tell us more about the history of Independence Day, Sean, because you know a lot. From what you're saying, you know a lot. From your Facebook posts that everyone yells at you about.
True.
You know a lot.
In 1870, the U.S. Congress officially declared July 4th an unpaid holiday.
Oh, so you weren't allowed to work and you don't get paid?
Yeah, just like during a pandemic, pretty much.
Too soon. Too soon. Shh, shh, shh.
It wasn't until 1938 that Congress finally made the 4th a paid holiday. Today, July 4th is a fun outdoor summer holiday where families and friends get together for backyard barbecues, take in patriotic concerts, and wrap up the day with fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah, and most have no clue why the 4th is even celebrated.
Wouldn't it have been cool to experience the very first 4th celebration, you know, back in the day? Such simpler times, no smartphones or internet or social media or cancel culture or you know, whiny millennials, no electricity, no cars.
Horseshit all over the streets. People didn't bathe for weeks at a time or brush their teeth. Yeah, it would have been a great time, Sean. It would have been a fantastic time.
Honey bunny?
Yes, Sandra, my turtle dove?
Don't dilly-dally. We shan't be tardy for the first July the 4th merry-making.
One moment whilst I put in my... Oh, whoopsie! Oh. Ah. Yeah.
Ah. I dropped my choppers. There we go. Shall we?
Honey, did you scour your hands?
Why, yes. Just last week. Oh, Chauncey?
Yes, Master Randall?
Please bring the 78 model horse and carriage round front, won't you?
You lay hold of the 78? I thought they were still encouraging the 77s in the showroom.
No, muttonhead! I've clout at the dealership.
And you'll be slumbering in the barn if we don't scoot!
What a beautiful eve for bonfires, bells, and fireworks.
Yay, but this humidity makes me look like an owl in an ivy bush.
Better than a harlot.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you're the only harlot for me.
I beg your pardon?
In fact, you're the queen of harlots.
I beg your pardon?
If you were a harlot...
What?
Not that I'm saying that you are. You would be like the most marvelous harlot in all the harlot land. Oh, look, fireworks.
I'd quit whilst you're ahead.
Ice on the road.
Yeah!
Generic red pepper flakes are on every pizza table in the country, and they all suck. They're stale, no heat, no flavor. Flatiron Pepper Company has fixed that with pepper blends that combine incredible flavor and some serious heat. No additives, just the damn peppers. There's Four Pepper Blend, Hatch Valley Green, and my favorite, Dark and Smoky, with chipotle, ancho, and habanero. Such fantastic, rich, deep flavor with just the right amount of heat. Head on over to flatironpepper.com and use the promo code RIFF10 and get 10% off your first order. That's flatironpepper.com. Stamped.com, promo code RIFF10 for 10% off your first order. You'll never go back to generic red pepper flakes.
One gunshot for each of the 13 colonies.
What?
One gunshot for each colony.
What?
One shot for each colony.
You want me to ride you like a pony?
Oh, check please.
Yeah.
And later that night, Randall and Sandra conceived their very first child, one of many.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Yeah, who's your daddy, you little harlot? Yeah, you're a dirty little harlot. You're a dirty little harlot.
Honey bunny?
You're kind of hairy, aren't you? Yeah.
Hey, honey bunny? I'm over here.
Oh. My bad.
We hope you've enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening to National Day Riff. Once again, Sean did not write me in the end of the script, and I just want to reestablish my presence. Hi, everybody.
Well, Adam, if you would actually take the time to read the script before you record your voiceover, you'd realize there are plenty of opportunities towards the end of the story to interject little fun anecdotes like you like to do. So there's that.
Ice cream films.